Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thank you, Kim.
Thinking big thoughts so you don't have to.
Brrr.
Here's John Williams.
It is not only colder today and feeling more like Christmas today. We could use a little snow, but that may come in one form or another. But it's also the shortest day of the year. So, right, December 21st, shortest day of the year. And then if you want to look on the bright side, starting tomorrow, every single day, we gain a little more daylight. Well, that's a beautiful thing. So, happy holidays from all of us here at WGN Radio. This is John Williams in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. Here today, gone tomorrow. Back on Saturday. Don't want to miss my Saturday show. Love those boys. And then I'll be gone next week. That means today is my last weekday before Christmas to get our Salvation Army virtual kettle up to $10,000. Yeah, that's an ambitious goal. We're over $5,000 today. That does not include money that we raised on our Mincing Rascals podcast, but that was a different animal. We rang the bell in front of the WGN Radio studios, in front of the Tribune Tower. We're not including that. Our friends at MyPillow made a donation of $5 for every pillow purchased, and that was some money, but I want to get the virtual kettle up to $10,000.
Let's do it.
Tell them what you said to me when I came into the studio, Violetta.
I need a little more hype here. This is like The Apprentice. We've got to go through our Rolodex, call all the people you know, get them to donate. Today is the day.
And then what did you say?
Then I said you would be fired from The Apprentice. Well, you don't have that fire.
I'm dancing as fast as I can, V.
I don't know.
All right, so then Lou Manfredini, who's on our team, on our Celebrity Apprentice team, text me yesterday towards the end of the show. He said, I need the first 3 minutes of your show on Thursday. Hi, Lou Manfredini, how are you?
Hello, John, how are you?
I thought I was doing fine, but I've just been told I'm about to get kicked off the island.
I kind of agree with Violetta. You do need to, you're not a good whip cracker.
You need to be a little more like Omarosa right now, okay?
Oh, yeah,
channel
right.
Omarosa.
Yeah. Okay, let's start the show all over again because I don't want to be on that island.
All right, well,
so what do you have in mind for us, Lou?
All right, here's what I have in mind. I was talking to my wife, and, you know, we, of course, want to support any kind of giving, especially this time of year. And we both think that the Salvation Army does a lot of good as well. And I do a lot of fundraising for my friends at Misericordia.
I know you do.
And what I have found over the years of raising money for them is a lot of people put out these matches, and that's a great way to motivate people to give. Because, you know, look, everybody's stretched when it comes to giving, and there's a lot of terrific organizations out there. But a lot of times you'll get these companies or people that will say, look, if we raise this much amount of money, this organization is going to match that.
Right.
So I was talking to my wife, and I said, hey, how about we take our two hardware stores, our Ace Hardware in Villa Park and the one we have in Edgebrook,
yep,
and we will match up to $500 of whoever donates to your virtual kettle, and we just have to develop a time frame that you want to do that. So Edgebrook Ace Hardware, Villa Park Ace Hardware will match up to $500.
All right, so if I donate, and Elif has the kettle. Elif, what is the total at our virtual kettle right now? What is our kettle at?
5,610.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty rare to hear that thing make a boo-boo there. All right, so we're at $5,600. That means, Lou, we have until, we got 48 minutes. It's 1:12. By 2 o'clock, you will put in $500 if I can get $500.
Up to $500. So if 500 people want to give you a dollar, we're done.
Okay.
If 250 people want to give you $2, we're done. If 125 people want to give you $4, we're done. If 62.5 people want to give you $8 a piece.
Lou, we get the idea.
Now we know he wrote that down.
All right. Hey, Elif, so I don't know that I put our virtual kettle on the top of my Facebook page, so we need to pin that to the top of my Facebook page. Because yeah. Or you can do this. You can go to SalArmyChicago/WGN Radio. SalArmyChicago.com/WGN Radio. But nobody's going to do that. Just go to my Facebook page. I'm King John on Facebook. Or go to SalArmyChicago.com/WGN Radio. And
John,
make the donation.
Yellow. One other thing.
Yellow.
My hope is to give the $500 donation, because I think it's so important. But also, if there are other companies out there that want to do the same thing and want to say, hey, John, I own a tailor, I'm a florist, and I'll do the match too. We're going to get over the $10,000. And what I want our thing from the hardware stores to be is a motivation to motivate other companies. And then you'll say, hey, Mary's florist in wherever it is going to do the same match, and they get a little free publicity, but ultimately we help the Salvation Army in your kettle.
I like the idea of Lou writing a check for $500, but that doesn't happen if I don't raise the $500 first. So,
all right, I'll put in $200 to start toward Lou's $500.
Are you serious?
Sure, why not?
Are you serious? Okay, but you have to go, but see, Steve, it has to appear on the virtual kettle. The number doesn't move
Steve,
unless
I'll help
get
you
the
do
donation.
It on your phone.
You've got so many strings,
it's really
man.
It's easy. You just have to text WGN Radio to 41444, and yeah. then they'll prompt you with the link there.
Yeah, that'll appear on our virtual kettle for the...
I just donated, too.
All right. Thank you, guys. Okay, and a very easy way to do it is to just... Elif, is it on the top of our Facebook page now? Yeah,
it is not. She has donated via the 41444 mobile. Oh,
that's right. If you donate, like Elif just said, just text WGN Radio to 41444. It doesn't appear on that virtual kettle.
Oh.
So you can. Thank you for that. Hey, it's all going to the right place. But for
right,
the
but we need it on the virtual kettle so we can motivate these people to
I want to see that number move.
This.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so open up your browser. You're near a computer. You've got a credit card. Facebook.com, the John Williams page. I'm King John on Facebook. And there at the top is a virtual kettle. There's me ringing the bell. Click through. It'll ask for your credit card number. Make a donation. And then the kettle gets fuller up and fuller up. All right. And yes, Lou?
There's two other things. We have a lot of great last-minute holiday gift ideas at Edgebrook Ace Hardware at 5423 West Devon Avenue, and at Villa Park Ace Hardware at 46 South Villa in Villa Park. So please feel free to stop by.
Hey, I'm all for that. Let's everybody wins today, but it has to start with you going online and doing that. So Facebook, WGN Radio, no, the John Williams page, King John on Facebook. I'm King John on Facebook. You can make a donation there. Steve is actually reaching into his pocket, pulling out his wallet now.
I think I accidentally said 200 monthly.
There is. Thank you, Steve. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Oh, nice.
Well, you can't take that back, Steve. Once you're in, you're in. No, you can do it monthly. There's an other amount. I think it starts at 50 and goes to 250. You can click the box or just hit other and put in $5 if you want. If you do, it's $10. Steve, your 200 right. would be 400 because Lou's going to double it up to a total of $1,000. 500 from us, 500 from Lou.
Right. This is the best Lou's first call ever.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I just know how much good work you do for Misericordia. The last, I don't know if you know this, but three times I've seen you, you were wearing clothing that said Misericordia on it. I know how near and dear they are to you. You probably are.
Yeah.
So I get that. And I really appreciate you helping out this other cause of ours, Lou. So,
it's a great cause.
King John on Facebook. All right, I'm going to go to a break here in a little bit. I'm going to call you back in about 10, 15 minutes, and we'll see how we're doing, okay?
You got it. Take care.
Bye, Mr. Fix It.
If he was on The Apprentice, he would have been team leader right there.
Yeah, I know. I had no idea I was this bad at that, Violetta. I thought I was actually doing a good job.
You're doing swell.
We've just earned a donation, a total of $100.
Woohoo!
Not on the virtual kettle, but on the mobile kettle.
On the mobile kettle. No, we want you to go to the virtual kettle. So if you can, that's King John on Facebook. King John on Facebook, you can make your donation there. And if we get $500 more, we started at $5,600. So if we can get to 6,100, that would be 500 more. Lou will throw in 500 more. We would be at $6,600. Have you made your donation to the Salvation Army yet? I hope that you can in this hour here on WGN. You want to play some more music for us, Ms. Garris? I'll let you have any more of that fancy holiday stuff.
I sure as heck do. Give me 2 seconds.
All right. By the way, we'll also visit in the next half hour with Joe Marr, the reporter at the Chicago Tribune. His story about red light cameras is very interesting. And just when you thought you'd heard the last of that, guess what? You haven't. And what do you know? Curtis Hill, the Indiana Attorney General, is going to join us. You see that inn in Indiana that was charging people $350 for bad reviews is now closed, and I don't know that they're going to open again. You wonder how they ever would have been able to stay open. If you posted a bad review, they charged your credit card $350. How did they do that, and is that legal in the next half hour? Something to think about. Actually, we'll do that in the 2 o'clock hour. We're trying to get our virtual kettle to $10,000. Violetta, are you looking at the virtual kettle in there too, by the way? We've been sort of following the number to see if it goes up. Lou Manfredini called a minute ago, and he said from his two Ace Hardware stores, Lou Manfredini will match donations up to $1,000. That is total. His $500, your $500. What's our number at now there, Violetta? Are you looking at it?
Yes, I am. It looks like we're up to $6,190 raised.
Are you kidding?
Mm-mm. That's 62%, John.
Well, wait a minute. We were at $5,600, right?
Yeah, we're $580 up now.
That's what I'm saying. Gotta right. Put a little...
Call Lou back because his donate... I believe the Lou Manfredini match has now expired.
So we need another $500?
Yeah, call him back. We need another one. Find another credit card or another store.
Actually, I think I'll get you another match in a minute. But if we were at $5,600, what does it show on the screen there, V?
$6,190.
And wow! I wonder how much, Steve, is 200 of those you, by
yeah.
the way?
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you, Mr. Bertrand. Woo, 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 woo. Violetta, do I get to stay on the island now?
You're doing well.
You hear that, Lou?
When you're on the island, you know how they always say, if you're going to be on a desert island, what things would you take with you?
Yeah.
Take me.
I know. Although, and boy.
Wait a minute. How big is the island?
I know. I was just going to say, hold on while we cogitate on that because.
Wait, you know what? Let me tell you. Without me, Bertrand, you'd be rained on. You'd be hungry.
It's true.
At least we're staying humble this holiday season.
No, it's true.
What if you were on an island with Lou Manfredini and it wasn't a really big island? And I'm thinking of, I don't know, Australia. What if it was smaller than that? And there'd be this other guy on the island with you and he'd be going around going, okay, I've got an idea. Why don't we... And at some point, you would actually start to swim for the mainland. You would get off the island.
While Lou's making a boat.
Right. Here's my next idea, then.
Oh, boy.
That's awesome. All we need is this kind of push. I will, when I get back to my computer, make the donation as well. But anybody else that wants to do a match out there and wants to call you up, call and make the match.
And
John, you'll get the 10 grand today.
We have spent the last, I don't know, 4 weeks inching our way to $5,600, and now we are just now at $6,600 inside of 15 minutes. Thanks to you, Lou Manfredini.
Well, myself, my wife, and our two Ace Hardware stores. Merry Christmas.
Okay, so one more time. These are the Ace Hardware stores. Give us the location again, Lou.
The Villa Park store is Villa Park Ace Hardware. It's 46 South Villa Avenue in Villa Park, and the Vandevelds shop there. And our store on the northwest side of the city in Edgebrook is at 5423 West Devon. Lots of really good last-minute holiday gift ideas. And you know, it's going to snow, John. You need the ice melt and the shovels as well.
I was talking to Brenda the other day. I said, you know, there's no snow. The weather's been pretty mild. That's nice. And then I paused and said, but I worry about the Manfredinis. I didn't say I worry. Nobody worry their pretty little heads about Lou Manfredini, but I thought this is not good for the hardware stores like Lou and Mary Beth.
No.
They've got salt, they've got snow throwers, they've got shovels, they've got ice scrapers. Which store did I buy my grill from?
You bought your grill from Edgebrook Ace Hardware.
Yeah. They came out and set it up, too. And then I made them cook me a steak. They're very nice guys over there. Another donation just poured in!
You've just earned an extra.
Congratulations.
Hold on, what are we at now?
You've just earned an extra $690. $960, pardon me.
Man, the whole Elif machine thing is haywire today.
I think it's the pressure. I think Elif was into the eggnog just a little bit early. Okay, so we are up. What's our total on the virtual kettle now, Elif?
You are at $7,150.
Holy cow!
I am not an alcoholic. Thank you.
$7,150. Yeah, so we've made a lot. All right, so Lou, your $500 match is lapsed, but I've got another one in store, so stick around for that. Thank you, Mr. Manfredini. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
All right, that's our Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. You can hear him Saturdays early in the morning from 6 to 9 a.m. or 6 to 10 a.m. I don't know when he's on. He's on in the mornings doing the Mr. Fix-It show. Or whenever he texts and says, hey, I'm coming on. Get out of the way. It's 127. This is WGN. Thank you, Steve. It's 137. The Chicago Tribune today has a story about, I would say, one of my top three favorite Christmas songs. It's this.
Hang on, mistletoe. Get to know you better.
I didn't know the Chicago connection to Donny Hathaway's
This Christmas.
Isn't this a great song? Do you guys love this song as much as I do?
Yes.
Isn't this great? And this is one that comes on sometimes and Brenda will go, who is that again? What's it? Because it's not Nat King Cole. You may not know Donny Hathaway that well. Long story on the front page of the A&E section today about this song.
Look at Violetta up there.
I know. It's too bad we're not live streaming video today, Violetta. You've got it going on.
Yeah, I know how to rock out to this.
By the way, Elif, what's the total on our virtual kettle now?
8,175, John.
Who rules the island now? Huh? Am
we
I kicked off the Celebrity Apprentice yet?
No, you're on it. You're thriving.
You're driving, John. You're sailing.
The whip is working. You know what we need to do is we need to set a new goal because we had it at 10,000. What are we at again, Elif? What is the total?
Hold on, Buster.
What's the matter, Steve?
Let's just celebrate our, you know, success here. Let's get to 10,000. Mr., you know, I see you at the smorgasbord. You load up two plates. Let's just get to where we want to be.
Sit down, enjoy that, and then go
and
for more.
Then you go for more.
All right. What are we at again, Elif?
We fill our plates with Salvation Army donations.
What's the total, Elif?
8,175, John and Steve.
You could get 15 today.
All right, let's just leave it there for a minute. I want to talk to the guy who's sitting next to me, but thank you for your donations. Thank you, too, Steve. You are, I think, the first donor. And to Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It at the Ace Hardware stores he owns in Lakeview and Villa Park. No, it's not that. I want you to go to... I just texted him. I said, Lou, what's the address for your two stores? And he didn't
say. Edgewater.
Send him. Edgewater. And
right on Devon, I think. Just go to the... Just follow the railroad tracks.
Okay, here they are. Hold on a second. One is 5423 West Devon in Chicago, and the other one is 46 South Villa.
There is one in Villa Park.
Villa Avenue in Villa Park. So there you go. Thanks, Lou. It's 140. There's a story in the Chicago Tribune that you will see Sunday. You can see it online right now. I didn't think I would have to talk to Joe Marr about this again, but here I am again. Joe, how are you? Welcome to the studio.
Good. How are you doing?
Really good. 10 years after red light cameras came to the suburbs, state has not assessed whether they've improved safety. It's a long watchdog story that you're the principal author of. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
When last did you and I talk about this? When first did you and I talk about this? I'll bet it was 5 years ago. How long have you been working on this story?
This story I've been working on for several months.
Several months.
The Tribune has come and done the story repeatedly. The focus on the city was the big thing for
a while. Well, that's what I'm thinking, because that was my answer. We were talking about this more than 5 years ago when the cameras came in, and there was question about whether or not they were actually making the city safer or more dangerous. Mm-hmm. How would a red light camera make traffic more dangerous?
Well, you know, picture a situation where you don't have many people running red lights to begin with, right? So nobody's doing it, But all of a sudden, you get these cameras in there, and people freak out. They don't want a ticket. They don't want a ticket, so they're slamming on their brakes.
How do they know that there's a camera at that intersection?
They put up big signs that'll tell you. So you'll see a big sign that says, red light camera here. And it's even bigger than the burbs.
But is that the thing where a little strobe light goes on above the light pole to a little white light or a little strobing light? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, it can. It depends on how they're designed, but they can do that. Yeah.
Sometimes you see that, and you go, oh, my God, that's the thing. And you hit the brakes because you don't know if you're going to make it while it's still green or orange, say, yellow.
Mm-hmm.
If you go through an intersection that has the camera and you break the plane while the light is orange, yellow, then you don't get a ticket, right? You're not supposed to get a
ticket.
No. And the story used to be that the timing on that yellow light was too short, right? The interval wasn't long.
Yeah, in the city. Yeah, not in the burbs that I wrote about, but in the city, that was the allegation. You know, the city said, hey, we can keep it pretty minimum, but it didn't follow, you know, federal guidelines.
But so there you are going along 30 miles an hour city street. It's green, it's green, it's green. Now it goes yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, do I have time? A lot of us will err on the side of, yes, I think I do. And mostly we're right, say, right? And mm-hmm. then we go through it and it's yellow. But maybe it's red when you break the plane. Mm-hmm. Now you're officially running a red light, you get a ticket.
That's true. That's how it works. Yep.
City and suburbs. But if you've broken the plane and it turns red, but you've already crossed the line. I know I'm dwelling on this point. Mm,
it's an important point.
Because this is why you slam on the brakes or not. Mm-hmm. How long is that yellow light?
It depends where you're at. It can be 3 seconds in the city. It can be up to 4 or 5 seconds in different places.
Okay,
so
and wasn't it sometimes under 3 seconds in the city?
You know, not that I'm aware of.
Okay, so say it's three.
I didn't do the primary research on
the
city.
Okay, but you're doing 30 miles an hour, and now it goes yellow. You have 3 seconds to make the decision. Am I going to be able to stop in time or should I accelerate and go through?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not sure, you're not sure. One Mississippi, two, crap, I better hit the brakes. You slam on the brakes.
Mm-hmm.
If the guy behind you thinks, oh, they're going to go, you've just been rear-ended.
Exactly.
And this scenario, we think, is exacerbated by the very existence of those cameras, which are trying to make the intersection safer.
Yeah, and it's not just us. I mean, IDOT has said that, too. That's their fear in putting these in the wrong places.
Really?
That's going to happen, yeah.
So what's been the history of these, then?
Well, what happened is the city got them in 03, and then in 06, they spread to the suburbs. And initially, the city, you know, the city, we all know the city's program, it's got a notorious past, and the suburbs really haven't been written about a lot. But what we're finding is there's more money in the suburbs than the city now. And the suburban program, it had this regimen. They were supposed to take a look at it. You know, IDOT oversaw the vast majority of these cameras. So IDOT said, you have to get a permit from us. You got to turn in these periodic reports. You got to have all this crash data. The state came in a little bit in 2011 and said, you know what, beyond that, you got to do these studies. You got to post them online. And if that approach that you got a camera on, if the crash rate rises in the 3 years after a camera, you got to do another study. You got to figure out why.
Okay, well, I can guess why. But all right, then let's study it and say we determined that it was the existence of the cameras.
Yeah.
Well, then you got to get rid of the cameras, right?
Well, the law doesn't say that, but what we've written is we've never even gotten that far because when we looked at the numbers, we crunched them, we found, I want to say a third, a good number of these approaches, had a crash rate rise. I'm sorry, it was a fourth of the approaches.
Right, yeah.
Crash rate
rise. I'll read your story to you. Are you ready?
Yep.
The Tribune investigation found after cameras were installed, think about this, the crash rate rose at 1/4 of the places that could be studied. Well, I don't know. Is that the number you were thinking of?
Yep.
So at 25% of the locations, we now have more crashes than we did beforehand.
Yeah, in the study period. Yeah. So then, when we asked suburbs, we said, well, where is your study in the state law? You know, where have you looked at it? And not one could give us a study.
Why
Nobody
not?
Did it.
Why wouldn't they study that?
They wouldn't give us an answer.
Okay, I'll go first. Mm-hmm. Because they're making money writing tickets for people running the red light, right? I mean,
That's a theory, yeah.
So, and I don't know how much money they're making, but their motivation to me, if you're a municipality, is to make more money, pay the bills, yada, 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 yada. So if you get rid of the cameras, you've cut off a revenue stream.
Mm-hmm.
And also, maybe you think that the cameras are making it, maybe it would be even more dangerous at that intersection without it. I mean, in theory, you shouldn't be running red lights, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we shouldn't be mad at a city for writing tickets to people who deserve them, right?
That's it. It's a fair argument, yeah. Fair argument, yeah. But you know, what happens, what we've seen in a lot of these cases is it wasn't necessarily the suburb studying this most of the time. Most of the time, the suburb would pawn this off on the vendors that they hired to run their cameras. So you got a camera firm making money off the camera, told to study it and report back and say, is it working? And, you know, this may not be shocking. We never once saw a recommendation that said, you know, the cameras really raise crashes, so we should take them out.
Nobody's looked into that.
Yeah.
What suburbs are we talking about?
Oh, they're all over the place. I mean, Villa Park, one you mentioned.
Sure.
You know, Gurnee they're in, Lake Zurich they're in, you know, north, south, east, west, all over the place.
And who's determining where they go?
It is for the busy routes. It is IDOT. What happens is the suburbs and the red light firms will get together and they'll go to IDOT and say, hey, IDOT, we'd like to put it here. And then IDOT has this process to go through.
Okay. So if I was in Naperville, big city, lots of traffic, Lord, some of the intersections, some of the road work in Naperville just makes me sad. Okay. So then we say, okay, we need to put a camera there to keep people. And really the purpose is not, do you think the purpose of the camera is to write tickets for offenders? Or is the purpose of the camera to keep people from running the red lights? They'll see the sign and know I can't do that there.
Well, the purpose that the state says is to keep people from running red lights to make it safer, less crashes. That's what the state says.
All right. Well, one-fourth of the time, you're saying that in the places you've studied, it's having the opposite effect.
From what we've seen.
I think that's a huge failure rate, don't you? I mean, I wonder what would be acceptable. Like if 95% of the locations were better or neutral and 5% were worse, maybe we could live with that. I don't know what the number is that would be acceptable, but it would seem to me like 25% of the locations being more dangerous is not a very good ratio for the state or the municipalities to have.
Yeah, actually, now I'm going to get a little wonky on you, but it actually gets a little bit worse because the state changed how they measured crash rates in this period. They basically told suburbs you don't have to report as many fender benders as you used to report. So for some of these places, if you have the same number of crashes, it looks safer later than it does before, even if it's just as dangerous. So when we looked at comparisons, we compared how things were going. Basically, it was a wash. Half were better, half were worse than the state
really?
Average.
Really? No kidding?
Yeah.
All right, well, then that just makes my point all over again. This story will appear in print, I presume, on the first page of the Sunday Chicago Tribune?
I'm hoping, yeah.
Yeah, well, why not? 10 years after the red light cameras, the online version I'm reading the headline from, 10 years after red light cameras came to suburbs, state has not assessed whether they've improved safety. I'm going to come up with a shorter headline for you on that, but that's the thrust of it. And then there is the research and the journalism from Joe Marr and company at the Chicago Tribune. Merry Christmas, Joe. Thanks for coming to the city.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And let's visit again maybe down the road. I presume there will be some fallout from this. Let's talk about that again.
Sounds good.
Yeah, nice to have you in our studio. It's 1:49 on WGN. This is John Williams. We're in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. You know what I have time to do before we go to a quick commercial break here, and that's this.
It's your non sequitur of the day.
This is our non sequitur game.
Come on, it's time to play.
Listen carefully now.
Non sequitur.
You're an idiot. I totally get it.
I think I know who that was. Here's the non sequitur of the day. Play it one more time, Elif.
You're an idiot. I totally get it.
Who was that and what were they talking about? Should I give them the clue of the day that that happened? That happened yesterday. This happened yesterday.
You're an idiot. I totally get it.
Okay, who was that and what was he talking about? That's our...
It's your non sequitur of the day.
Hey, hey!
Come on.
Tell me who it is, win a prize.
Non sequitur.
You're an idiot. I totally get it.
Okay, what was he talking about? You know what the prize is? Is it the jewelry or is it the food?
This one is the MJ Miller.
MJ Miller and Company, Barrington's finest jeweler at 123 West Main Street. $100 gift certificate to MJ Miller and Company Jewelry. All you've got to do is tell me what they are talking about. You know, it just dawns on me, we've made this contest pretty difficult. We just played a single sentence that took 2 seconds from sometime yesterday. You have to tell us who said it. You probably recognize the voice. And what were they talking about? What I'm asking is for some very specific listening.
You're an idiot. I totally get it.
Okay. That's our non sequitur of the day from yesterday's show. Hey, you can give the gift of a great night's sleep This is your last chance to buy everyone on your holiday list a MyPillow. Order right now to get your MyPillow in time for Christmas. MyPillow is offering their signature four-pack special at 50% off. That's right, two premium MyPillows and two of those travel go anywhere pillows. Plus, MyPillow is extending their money-back guarantee through March 1st. MyPillow is guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. It's got that patented interlocking fill. You put your head or your hand on it, you'll instantly feel this is different. And they guarantee that if that's not the best night's rest you've ever had, they'll give you your money back. Now you get it at 50% off. Oh, there's more. When you purchase a MyPillow today, they'll donate $5 to the Salvation Army. So let's help the Army do the most good and get you the best night's rest you've ever had. You know, when you sleep well, you feel better the next day. 1-800-299-9579. The promo code is WGN when you call 1-800-299-9579 or go to mypillow.com.
It's your non-sequitur of the day.
Here's our little game we play.
Come on, it's time to play.
What a great prize.
Non-sequitur.
You're an idiot. I totally get it.
$100 gift card from MJ Miller & Company. That's the place to go for the holiday bling. Joy, if you can tell me who's talking about what, I'll give you a $100 gift card to MJ Miller & Company. What is that? Come on, Joy. Are you there? Hey, Joy. This is John.
Hi.
Hi. You're on the air. What did you want to say?
Hi. That was Steve Cochran.
Yeah.
And he was talking about telling a friend of his about Sandberg wanting to have the option of getting a McDonald's breakfast sandwich. Not really ever going to have it, but just having the option.
Well, that is it. That is it exactly. That is it exactly. His producer, Mary Sandberg, likes driving by the Rock and Roll McDonald's and knowing that if she wanted to, she could pull in there and get herself an Egg McMuffin or some breakfast sandwich. She never does, but she loves the option. Now they're going to tear that one down, and it made her sad. And it devolved into this really funny conversation. And at one point, Steve Cochran said what you just heard. Wow. Very good. By the way, and as I'm listening to that silly conversation, I thought that's the same way I feel about Cinnabons. I don't go to Cinnabons, but I like that they're still there because that is my favorite food on earth.
It's Cinnabons.
Is it? C-I-N-A-B... O-N-S, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure it's B-O-N and singular. Cinnabon, like you said.
Cinnabon.
Really? That sounds so weird. I've always said Cinnabons.
Oh, see,
just because it's not how you say it, Vila, doesn't make it weird.
It definitely does to me.
Cinnabon. I believe the correct pronunciation is Cinnabon. Or Cinnabons, if you're talking about more than one. Anyway, hey, Joy, nice going. I've got a $100 gift card for you, okay?
Thank you very much. Merry
that
Christmas.
That was your non sequitur of the day. For all the winners, I say hooray. Non sequitur.
All right, let's see how we're doing on our virtual kettle, too. We are trying to raise $10,000 today for the Salvation Army. We start with that's been our goal all season long, $10,000. We started the day at $5,600. Thank you so much for your donations and generosity. And then Mary Beth Manfredini said, hey, Lou, call in on the radio station and tell them that our Ace Hardware Stores, the Edgebrook Ace and the one in Villa Park, will donate $500 if we can raise $500. And their match worked in about 5 minutes. We got the $1,000. $500 from the Ace Hardware Stores at Edgebrook and Villa Park, and $500 from you. That would get us to $6,600. And then some of you said, well, heck, I'll donate even more. What are we at now, Ella?
We are at $8,900.
Kind of dried up after the match ended and all that enthusiasm, but $8,900.
Scratch that, John. We are now at $9,485.
Woohoo! Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs!
That is 95% of your goal, John.
Damn straight, girlfriend. All right, let's do this. Make a donation now. Let's see if we can't come back. Let's see if we can't come back with a donation total that is greater than our goal after the 2 o'clock news. How do you make a donation? Go to my Facebook page. I'm King John. The link is right on the top of my Facebook posts.
Thinking big thoughts. So you don't have to.
Really big thoughts.
Here's John Williams.
Today we're doing something that we haven't done all year long, and that is we are going to try and, well, shoot.
Lord have mercy.
We were at about $5,600 in our virtual kettle when we started the show today. We're in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. And we wanted to get to $10,000 this holiday season. Thank you for your many donations to our virtual kettle. I mean, $5,600, $50, $20, $10 at a time. And then Lou Manfredini called in at the start of the show, and he said that the Ace Hardware stores, and by the way, thank you very much, Mary Beth, for telling Lou to call in. The Ace Hardware stores, Edgebrook Ace and Villa Park Ace, Lou said from his two stores, they will double any donation we get up to $500. So Lou's $500 and your $500 took us from $5,600 to $6,600, and the momentum of that carried us over to $8,000, almost $9,000. Was it? Aleph, what's the total in our virtual kettle now?
We went from 9,745 in the last 5 minutes to 11,153.
Woohoo! Cute. Nice
job. Violetta, can I get a little love over here, please?
You can. So can Steve and the whole crew.
Yeah, Steve Bertrand was the first big donor. Steve puts $200 in the kettle. That's $200 out of Lou's pocket, which I think was a very big motivating factor for Steve.
Lou sent me a text. I should have done it on behalf of SteveBertrandTravel.com.
Yeah, that's Lou. He's always trying to maximize the impact of everything he does.
So do we spend the extra on a party for ourselves, or how does that work?
Okay. Yeah, I'll plan it.
I don't think it works that way, kids. What do we add again, Elif? What is the total in our virtual kettle now?
11,153, John.
That's fantastic. I did not. I had faith in you.
I did not.
I didn't at the beginning of the show, but I think I put a little fire underneath your butt.
Violetta walks in and she goes, "If this was Apprentice, you would be fired by now." That's how she said hello to me today.
Yeah, you came back by saying hello, Violetta.
Yeah, hi, Violetta. How was your commute? Okay. So, another one of our sponsors, David Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage, spoke to me earlier this week. He said, "I want to do a match." He did not know Lou Manfredini was going to call in. We are at our total.
Right.
We're at our total.
Phenomenal.
So, I guess I don't need you now.
Well, we need a new total then. So, if you've already accomplished your goal, you obviously didn't set a goal high enough, John. So we need to set a goal now at 15,000 instead of 10,000 because you're already at 10,000. You're actually at 11,000.
I appreciate that. But remember now, all year long we got to 5,000.
Right.
You want us to do another four?
Here's what we're going to do. We're Americans. We wait till last minute to do everything. So we've got 40 minutes to go, 45 minutes until the end of the show.
Yes.
So I'm going to put up $2,500.
Right.
I'll match the next 25. Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage.
Yeah.
Will match the next $2,500. Now, it's nice to ask for money, but it's also nicer to let everybody know where the money's going to, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, Salvation Army.
But I've got some fun facts about the Salvation Army.
You have fun facts about the Salvation Army?
There's no more funner facts than these, John. Established in 1865, Salvation Army helps over 25 million Americans annually. Every night, how many people do you think spend time in their shelters? How many people?
How many people spend a night in the Salvation Army shelter?
Yeah.
Across the country?
Across the country.
I would say 2,643.
Well, that's why you're bad with numbers. 30,000 homeless Americans through emergency shelters spend a night at the Salvation Army shelters. For those facing heat, cold, wet weather, dangerous elements on the street, each Salvation Army homeless shelter is welcome. Respite. Feature a safe place to eat, sleep, and shower, no cost.
That's the thing, too. I know this about them. I don't know all those numbers you've got, but I do know that one of the things that they provide for these people is a safe place. They don't want to be on the street, a lot of them either, and they need a place to go, and the Salvation Army does provide that, to say nothing of hot meals and other things that they do.
Did you know that they also help victims of domestic violence through it's called Cascade Women's and Children's Center? So if women are being abused by their spouse, they could take their family to a Salvation Army center and get the protection and the help and the shelter that they need.
The one that I think about a lot is drug and alcohol rehabilitation. I know they do a lot of that, but I didn't think about the shelter for battered women and children. What a great idea.
Also help hundreds of thousands, something near and dear to my heart is helping veterans. Help hundreds of thousands of veterans throughout the United States through shelters and adult rehab centers. They help the veterans who are having trouble with drugs and alcohol.
And this is the thing,
get them rehab.
And they do this all year long.
Yes.
I'm glad somebody's doing this because I want it done. I don't have the time, resources, or even personality to do the work that they do. I'm so glad the Salvation Army is there every day of the year. They have bona fide costs. That's all we're doing. We're helping them pay their bills.
That's right.
Put gas in that mobile canteen, pay the electric bill at the shelter. None of them are getting rich. It's a very efficient spend, if you will. Okay, hold on one second. So we are at, well, Elif, you need to tell us what the total is so that we can figure out what the number is we need to get to. So right now, what is the virtual kettle total for the Salvation Army at WGN Radio?
$11,253.
$11,253. Well, we're going to, so what are we going to get to? 5,000 more? So we,
yeah.
16,253 is our new goal.
Right.
16,253, of which you're going to do 2,500. I'm going to do 2,500. That means I have to get to 13,503. So 13,503 is our virtual kettle. If we get to that, you'll kick in 2,500.
Immediately. As a thank you to all, to you and the WGN listeners for
rallying
supporting
the
Team
Hackford.
Rally the troops.
By the way,
get the whip out.
Just quickly, Doug is on line one, and he is donating $500 to be matched by you.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Well, Doug, are you going to do 500, sir?
Doug,
yes,
Doug.
I am.
That boy, Doug. Merry
Thank
Christmas.
You, Doug.
All right, now you're obviously driving. I want you to get to a browser as quickly as you can and make that donation. Just go to the John Williams Facebook page. I'm King John on Facebook. Make your donation there. Hochberg will double it, okay?
Sounds great. I appreciate it.
Merry Christmas.
You're doing a good job.
Thank you for that. Merry Christmas, and thank you, sir. Hey, Scooter, this is John. You're on WGN Radio. Can you make a donation?
Hey, John. Hey, Dave. This is Byron Andreas.
Hey, Byron. What's up, buddy?
How you doing? Dave, you're putting, I'll give you $1,000 right now.
$1,000.
Wow. Andreas and Sons Concrete out in Berwyn. These guys are the best.
Cicero, Dave.
Cicero. I didn't mean to insult you. Sorry. I know that's a sore tongue.
I was in a suburb of Cicero the other day called Berwyn, and
yeah,
I like Cicero
exactly.
better. I like Cicero better.
Cicero's got a lot of history, and Berwyn is our suburb. You got there right, John. John, listen every day. Dave, I'm with you. Salvation Army is a great organization. So my sister and brothers and I, from our company, Robert Andreas Sons, will give you $1,000 right now.
Thanks
I'm
for
looking
the support,
forward
buddy.
Online, man. You get over there and hit that button so we can get money out of Hochberg's pocket, okay?
There you go, $1,500.
I'm going to do it right now. Dave, keep going, Dave. Good job.
All right, buddy.
Merry
Thanks,
Christmas.
Byron.
Merry Christmas.
This is so much fun. It's almost more fun to raise money than spend it.
I know. Well, especially if somebody's doubling every donation that comes into the virtual kettle. What, Owl?
Our red kettle, as it stands, without your donations, David, is at $12,753.
$12,753. Remember, our goal is $13,500.
You're $800 away.
So keep them coming, kids. Keep them coming.
I'll tell you what, if we get to that 13, I might raise it to 5,000. You know, but we got to get to your 13.8. How's that?
All right,
if you're going to set a goal, John, set a goal, for God's sake.
Well, I had no
idea.
You
have to push him,
you
Dan.
Got, I mean, for love, I mean, 10,000. Come on, you got,
I
this is WGN, for God's sake. What are you doing?
I know it is, but until today, I was at 5,600.
Right.
Because you didn't have us energizing you.
I'm telling you, Lou, Elif, Steve, Violetta, David Hochberg.
Byron at Andreas and Sons.
Okay, I'm going to change the subject for just a second.
Yeah.
There's been something that's been bugging me this week. And I see on my screen that the Attorney General for the state of Indiana is on the phone. Let me scratch this itch, and then we're going to go back to our holiday madness. Curtis Hill is on the phone line. Hey, Curtis, this is John. Thanks for your patience. Are you still there?
John, I'm here, and I was enjoying that. I love what you're doing with the Salvation Army. It's a great organization. I could have sat there and listened for another half hour. Thank you, Phil, so much for what you're doing.
This is our neighbor across the way in Indiana, and I'm sure there's a Salvation Army somewhere near you too, right?
Absolutely, all over the state of Indiana and my hometown, and they do great work, so my hat's off to you.
Whereabouts are you from?
I'm originally from Elkhart, Indiana, just about 90 miles down the 8090 from you.
Yeah, so you can listen to WGN there, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so here's this story. Are you amazed at the traction the story is getting? It was on the front page of CNN today. Papers across the country are doing about it. Orion Burrow did it for ABC, and we've been talking about it here. There was an inn in Indiana, and if you gave them a bad review on Yelp, say, they would charge you $350. That's my understanding of that. And in fact, I believe there's a class action suit now against that inn. Do you know much about that story?
Well, it's not a class action suit. It's a suit filed by my office that complaint has been filed alleging deceptive sales act under the Indiana Deceptive Consumer Act. And it's based upon a written policy that's alleged to have been maintained by this particular inn that would allow for the owner to charge an additional $350 if you wrote a bad review, although there was no notification of the policy in place for the consumer.
Okay.
So that's what the basic allegation is.
Right. But they did have language. It said, guests agree that if the guest finds any problems with our accommodations and fails to provide us the opportunity to address those problems while the guest is with us and or refuses our exclusive remedy, that's an interesting half sentence, but then disparages us in any public manner, we will be entitled to charge their credit card an additional $350 damage. So that's what you, I think, signed when you rented a room from the inn. Is that right?
Well, not exactly, because that information, that's part of the that's part of what's in the suit. It's not that information was provided up front. That was brought up later on. There was a notification somewhere, but not anywhere where anybody could see it. I think it was on the website.
Right.
So part of it is that it wasn't noticed, and then the other thing it does is it has a chilling effect on someone issuing just a complaint. And another concern that's brought out in the complaint is that this particular location did not maintain anyone at the front desk. So there's a term that would require you to notify someone at the hotel that was there, and there was no one to notify.
Okay, so are you saying, though, that the people that were renting the room, that was not on something that they signed? That wasn't on the contract that they signed?
My understanding is that it was on the website that the hotel maintained.
And let me answer me this. Suppose it was on, I mean, is it in any conceivable form or fashion legal for somebody to say, say I signed a document, I can't believe that document would be valid. Can you charge me $350 for a bad review?
Well, I think, John, that's part of why you see a complaint being filed by the Indiana Attorney General's office.
So a court's going to answer that.
Exactly. I mean, the issue there is, are you misleading? Is it deceptive? Are you bilking someone out of their hard-earned money unfairly? And that's what the court will be addressing in our lawsuit.
But, General, there's no law says they can't do it, right? You're suing because they didn't make it clear enough to their customers that they were going to do it.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, you do have to provide notification of what you're doing, but you also have to be fair in what you're doing. And if we can determine that a situation like that is one that is not really a fair situation. In other words, you're putting something out there that someone really has no ability to comply with, or an unfair standard. Just because you can give someone notice doesn't necessarily make it fair as well.
Okay, well, let's the three of us make up the rule. Say I go to an inn and I have a bad experience. Should I be able to slam them on media without having to pay a penalty for that? I know the owner won't like that, and he has my credit card number because I stayed there. So what should the rule about that be?
Go ahead.
Well, I say they shouldn't be able to penalize me for my experience, for my opinion.
And I agree, they should not. That it provided that you're being truthful.
Truthful and honest, right. I'm not a competitor, and I'm not just saying it because I don't like the guy. Bertrand, do you care to offer an opinion or thought about this?
No, I agree with you guys, but you know, you worry about the business, too, that they can be, not that this practice is ever defensible, but, you know, if someone can go online and say anything about anything and, you know, cause harm to your business.
Right, so maybe it's, all right, so now should I be able to do it and it's not true, or I have other motives? I would say no.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And that would be actionable as well. The owner would have remedies available to him if someone goes online or takes some other proactive steps to disparage inappropriately that particular hotel or accommodation.
Have you ever run across another business in Indiana doing this?
This was an unusual circumstance. I mean, you asked a question earlier on, were we surprised about the traction that this received? And part of that answer is yes, because in our line of work, we deal with consumer complaints all the time, and we certainly receive odd complaints. So we're somewhat jaded. We see these types of things, and we do our job, and we move on. But when we step back, when I step back and look at the fact that most people aren't aware of the levels of complaints that are there, then in retrospect, I can see where this would get traction, because it is a very unusual circumstance that anybody could face. Anybody could be your wife, your kids, could come across a situation where they need an accommodation, and could be put into a situation where they walk out of there with a whole lot less money than they thought through no fault of their own. And it's just, you know, it's it's certainly an unfair situation, but it's part and parcel of what goes on a lot in our nation in terms of scams and abhorrent behavior that people put on each other.
We are out of time. I'm going to call you again. Let's follow this, because this this story in suit isn't over, so let's see how it goes. But I can see how it's a gray area, because you don't know if, I mean, who's to determine if that review is legitimate or not? But that's a conversation for another day. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, Curtis Hill, Attorney General in Indiana. Thanks for giving us your time.
And good luck with the Salvation Army.
Now, that's what we're doing here. David Hochberg is sitting in our studio. We hit our $10,000 goal thanks to Lou Manfredini priming the pump with a $500 match. And then Hochberg comes in and says, well, since you're past your goal, you sprinted past it.
Yeah.
Let's add another $5,000.
Well, let's set a real goal. If you're going to set a goal, I mean, $10,000 is like a speed bump, for God's sake.
Did I come into work
set
today
a goal
with a kick me sign on my back and didn't know it? All I'm trying to do is help the Salvation Army.
Well, let's help them. I mean, if you're going to help them, help them. $10,000 is great. $20,000 is better.
Elif, what's the total in our virtual kettle now? Just got to refresh it.
$11,453, John.
$11,453, and we did the math on this. We want to try and get to maximize your $2,500 match.
Yeah.
I need to get to $13,503. What do we add, Elif? $11,453.
Correct, John.
Is she getting paid double for that voice or no?
So two.
No, David.
So we're $2,000 shy. On Facebook, I'm King John. The link is right there. Or go to salarmychicago.org/WGN Radio. Make your donation there. You are doubling every dollar that comes in, up to $2,500 from you, $2,500 for them. Let's see if we can raise $5,000 more by 3 o'clock. Remember, if we get to $13,500 in our virtual kettle, I know that's way past our $10,000 goal. It's been a miracle day here on The John Williams Show. Pearl Mortgage, David Hochberg and the team over there will donate $2,500 additional dollars. If we can get to $13,500, Hochberg throws in $2,500 more. And Elif will give us a read on where we are in just a minute. Hey, it's here, the highly anticipated MJ Miller & Company Holiday Catalog. Turn to page 57 and discover the most practical jewelry line available. They've got the Robert D'Amelio stuff there. Robert D'Amelio creates expandable pieces that are made to fit anyone. Bracelets and rings designed to let each row separate for the greatest comfort imaginable. They still look gorgeous. One size really fits all. Call MJ Miller & Company and ask for your free holiday catalog, or visit their store in downtown Barrington. You might want to hurry over there now. We're getting close to the 25th, and they've expanded their store hours for the holidays. This is MJ Miller & Company, your trusted family jeweler. All right, so the way I'm doing the numbers here, if we can get to $13,500, Hochberg's in for $2,500 more.
How do people donate, John? That might be a good little... They could go to David Hochberg or Pearl Mortgage on my Facebook page as well. I have a link up there.
Oh, did you really do
that?
Yes,
I put that up there.
Thank you for doing that. Or you can go to my Facebook page. I'm King John on Facebook. Or you can go directly to the Salvation Army site, and that's salarmychicago.org/WGN Radio. But I've been thinking that King John on Facebook's easy enough. We've been getting a lot of donations that way. So what's your site again?
David Hochberg, H-O-C-H-B-E-R-G, of Pearl Mortgage on Facebook. You could like us. Don't know what that does, but I'm told that it's good for me. And there's a link up there that you could donate there or go to King John and donate there.
We were at 11.4. Where are we now, Aleph? Aleph, what's our total now?
11,453 still, John.
Okay, we're stopped. We're stuck. We're stuck.
Well, here, you know,
double any donations that we get up to 13.5.
Well, here, you know, I was born with guilt trips, so it would be nice as you're sitting in your nice warm office or nice warm car or nice warm home right now, and you open up a refrigerator and see a refrigerator full of food, and you look at your Christmas tree, if you have a Christmas tree, and see all the presents underneath the Christmas tree, or all the presents in bags that you haven't wrapped yet, and you think of all the families and all the kids and all the homeless people and all the
veterans. Okay, fine, I'll donate $100.
You think of all, you know, you just think of all the things that you have and the bonus that you got because of the new tax bill.
I think
that
we do take this stuff for granted.
I think a lot of people take it for granted. You know, you go into your closet and you could pick amongst 15, 20, 30 different pairs of shoes, you know, like some people that I'm married to. And, you know, And others, you know, wear the same pair for a couple of years because they don't have any shoes to wear.
And I think about people who have all of those things and then their house burns down.
Yeah.
And who's there with a kettle and a canteen? Or when there's some tragedy, a hurricane hits your city, or some flooding takes place in the North Shore, North Suburbs, and all of a sudden you don't know what to do. And then there's these people with food and
blankets,
with counseling and with comfort.
Yeah.
And that's the Salvation Army. That's what they do. And they don't ask for a nickel. We do. For them for the holidays. That's what we're trying to do here.
It's the holiday season. Go donate.
All right, and take money right out of Hochberg's pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
Not easily done. So here's what you need to do. King John on Facebook or salarmychicago.org/WGN radio. Thank you. Okay, so we'll pause here for the news. And then after the news, let's see where we were at 11.4. Let's see if we can get past that. You will double every donation that comes in right now. Nice crowd outside our showcase window. Hi, everybody. You're on the radio. Woo-hoo-hoo. All right, let's see where you folks are from. Where are you all from?
Chicago.
Welcome to downtown. Do you come down to the studio very often?
No.
Merry, what a nice day. Thanks for coming and seeing us. Where are you folks from?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, man. How you liking this? At least it's not snowing, right?
Oh, but we want snow.
I know. I kind of do, too. I kind of do, too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
David Hochberg, one of our sponsors from Pearl Mortgage, is in our studio. We started the day in that virtual kettle I've been ringing for the Salvation Army at $5,600. And Lou Manfredini called in and said, if you can get $500, I'll match it $500. From the Ace Hardware stores that he and Mary Beth manage. Actually, I think this was Mary Beth's idea. So thank you very much for that, because then that got the pump going. We got that $1,000. Boom, just like that. Thank you, Edgebrook Ace. Thank you, Villa Park Ace. And then David Hochberg had called me a few days before, and he said, well, I want to do a match, too.
Is he warming up his checkbook now?
It's always warmed up, Violetta. What kind of question is that?
Well, here's the point. We needed to get to $13,500 for you to do the match.
Yeah, of the first match.
The $2,500, you said, if I could raise $2,500 more.
Which is a layup.
It has not been easy for us to get there.
Should have called me in earlier there, buddy. I mean, you've been sitting here with $4,000 for 3 weeks.
So we wanted to get to 13. I know we really were. I didn't want to yell at people, but I'm like, come on, you guys. I know we can do better than this. All right, so if we get to 13.5, you'll throw in $2,500 more. 13.5. Aleph, where are we?
14,543. You've surpassed your goal.
We're at 14,000. We have, think about that. We started at 5,600. We've almost raised $10,000 since 1 o'clock this afternoon. Thank you, David Hochberg.
You're welcome. Isn't
and that does, funny? Not, that does not include your $2,500.
Doesn't include my $2,500. Isn't it funny that the people from Florida want snow and the people from Chicago don't want snow?
A little bit of that.
Yeah, why don't you stay up here and shovel my driveway, buddy? Yeah, I want snow. No, all right.
Well, let's get back to your checkbook.
All right, let's get back to my checkbook.
$2,500 from you, my friend.
It's already done. Gone. It's Team Hochberg of Pearl Mortgage as an honor. It's an honor to support you. You supported our team to allow my team to help you secure a mortgage this year, and I got to know your family. And
yeah, you did.
We had a great time in the suite during the hockey game. It was a great time. And It's the least I could do to give back. And, you know, we're not done yet. I hope your listeners grab another
2,500. I'm only on the air for 17 more minutes.
I know. So we need another 2,500 from the listeners so you get another $2,500 of Team Hochberg money.
Okay, so we can do 5,000 more?
Yeah. 5,000 total. Let's not get crazy here.
Sarah Tiemann's in our studio.
Send my kids to college.
Hey, John.
Sarah, what's your title with this fine radio station?
Promotions and PR manager.
You do so many things, I sometimes forget exactly what your one job is because you wear many, many hats for us. So you helped us with our podcast yesterday.
Yep, our Facebook Live of
the live stream
Rascals.
Of the Mincing Rascals. We raised $1,000 yesterday doing that.
$1,055, actually.
$1,055. We have other ways that we've raised money for the Salvation Army this year.
We did.
The staff raised how much money ringing the real kettle outside the window the other day?
That was $745.75.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's awesome.
For one day
that's
in front of a kettle.
And it was a lot of fun, too.
They rang the bell in front of our Thomas Jefferson event, too, right?
Mm-hmm. We did indeed on December 2nd.
Listen to that. There's a kettle out in front of our studio right now, in fact. That's the street sound of WGN Radio. Thank you for ringing the bell.
That's actually my friend out there.
No kidding. Who is that, Ella?
Abby.
Abby, thank you. Merry Christmas. All right, so we're doing that. But really, the easiest way today is to go online. Here's what you do. Go to my Facebook page. I'm King John on Facebook. It's right there. There's a link with my picture on it. Click on that, and you can make the donation. And so you're saying you'll do another $2,500?
Yes. Once we get to $1,750, right, I'll Team Hochberg or Pearl Mortgage will donate another $2,500.
So then we'll
be our honor.
We'll be at
$20,000. It'll be at $20 million. $20,000.
We'll be at $20 million.
Right. $20 million.
David will match up to $20 million.
Of Monopoly money. But I'm in for $5,000. If we get to,
wife just drove off the Kennedy.
She's like, what the hell are you doing?
Get off the air now! Stop talking!
Yeah, stop talking. She tells me that every single night.
Regardless of whether or not you're on the air.
Exactly.
Okay, so Alice, so let's see where we are now. So in other words, we're trying to get to 20,000.
We will get to 20,000, John. For the love of God, would you set a goal? Hit a goal. We're going to get to 20,000. I'm in for 5G, so let's get to 20,000.
I hate to be disappointed. I do not like to set goals that you don't achieve because then you're sorry that you set it so high.
Well, your goal was still 10,000, so
we are
the
past
next goal.
What are we at? Elif, what are we at now? What's the total in the John Williams WGN Radio virtual kettle?
14,543, John.
14,533.
43.
Don't shortchange
yourself.
Get
it right the first time.
Thank you. Violetta.
Just like me.
Virtual Violetta with a little attitude. I'm sorry, Elif. Violetta already came
one's
in with
Turkish,
some.
The other one's Serbian.
I know.
And I'm not virtual. I'm for real over the attitude.
These mad East Europeans have got me surrounded. All right, so make a donation now, please, so that we can take... This is more money out of your pocket, Hochberg. What are you at now, Ella?
$14,741.
There you go. There's another $200 donation. Thank you very much for that. Oh, man, this would be good if we get to 20K.
What's an if? I mean, I'm going to give you an if, right?
Well, wait a minute. We were already... Because that does not include the $2,500 that you're already
right.
in for.
Right, so...
So really, we only need $17,500.
Right.
And what are we at again? So we need to get to $17,500.
That's not including my month. That's not including my match.
Yeah, right.
Right, that's what I'm saying. We got to get to $17,500. You've got millions of people listening to you right now, John. If everybody just took out $5, $10, $20, we'd easily hit our goal. And there'll be tens of thousands, if not 30,000 people a night sleeping in a shelter will be able to be taken care of.
We need to remember that. This is fun, but there's people who do without every single day. Many of them, no fault of their own. We can help them right now. Hey, Carol, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You're on WGN. What's up?
I'm going to donate again. I did already, and every time I go past the kettle, I made a promise I would put money in, and I just went past three.
Thank you for that. Yeah. You got to stop walking.
I know. This is costing me money. So
it's going to the right place. All right, Carol, Merry Christmas. Thank you for that donation. Thank you for it. It's that simple, boys and girls. But we're keeping track on our virtual kettle. That's online. Go to Facebook's John Williams page. That's John King John. I've got so many platforms here.
King
if you
John.
Go to King John on Facebook or salarmychicago.org/WGN radio. Maybe you go to David Hochberg's page. And
David Hochberg of Pearl Mortgage on Facebook. Either way, it's got the same link. It all goes right to the virtual kettle.
Let's see where we are in a minute. This is WGN. We started the day at 5,600. 17.5, and Hochberg opens up his wallet and empties $5,000. That's the match, 2-for-1. You make a donation, he'll make a donation of the same amount up to a virtual kettle total of $17,500. Go.
$15,651.
15-6.
We hit it.
We got to get 17.5.
No, because then you add his $2,500.
Yeah, it's technically, I'm not so sure about the math on this. If our kettle shows 56... Shows
right,
15,
no, you're
six.
You're there. Yeah.
If we're at 15.6,
right. when we said 20,000, when I walked in here, I'm like, let's do 20. You're like, don't be crazy. And I'm like, what are you crazy? Which is easy. You got 20. You're there because you didn't. If she's at 15.6 there, and I'm throwing 5 G's on top, you're at the 20. Yep. That we would never get to
because you haven't ended your 5,000 yet.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So there you go. 15.6 plus 5 is 20,600. Yeah. And my wife's like, you better be careful. And you still have how many minutes?
We have, it's 2:53.
Don't change the goal. No.
Thank you.
Come on, Violetta, suck it up. How much time do we got?
No.
I'm here till 7.
I have time.
I'll be donating.
I am so turning off your microphone. So we are on for about 2.5 more minutes.
But we did it. You did it.
Elif, what's the number at now?
$15,651.
There's another $51.
There you go.
Support him.
Plus $5,000
from David Hochberg.
And my
team. And people at Pearl Mortgage.
Wow.
Listen, we appreciate the support of our sponsors, some who have given on the air, some who have given off the air. We appreciate your money and your business all year long. But this is just fun. Mm-hmm. And it's fun because we've got listeners that are listening, and they're saying, you know what? I think the Salvation Army does a lot of good in Chicagoland. I think there's a real need in Chicagoland. I think I can help out a little bit today. I just needed somebody to kick me in the butt. That wasn't me for the first 4 weeks of this campaign, clearly. But thank you, Lou Manfredini, and the two Ace hardware stores that he and Mary Beth manage, the Edgebrook Ace, the Villa Park Ace, for priming the pump today. David, thanks for coming in and bringing it on home, man. This has been fun.
Thank you.
So, one more time, ring that bell, Elif. Where are we now?
$15,651.
That's not bad. Plus $5,000. We are at $20,600. We started the day at $5,600. So, $15,000 in the kettle today. Not too bad.
Not too shabby. Bad. Let's pop some champagne.
Yeah, I'm all for that. Today's not the Canarable Wagon Day, though. I wonder if we could get... Ro and Anna to just bring it in on a very special Thursday. It's 2:55, and they'll swing through our studios in a minute on GN. Okay, a couple things to mention here. It's 2:58. You hear the kettle ringing in front of the WGN Radio studios in the Tribune Tower. More folks have gathered out front. Hi, folks. How are you?
Hey!
Happy holidays. Where are you from?
Colorado.
North Carolina.
Oh, no kidding. Well, you come to spend money here in Chicago?
Yes.
Please do. Please leave. It's kind of expensive here in Chicago, isn't it? Welcome to Chicago. And what is your name?
Vel.
Vel? V-E-L. Vel, just like it sounds. How are you, Vel? Is today your birthday?
No, it's in January, and I will be 91.
And you will be 91 years old.
Yay!
And she's strolling around Chicago like a teenager. Merry Christmas. Thanks for visiting.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. How about them apples? Brian, she looks better than we do.
I tell you what, if I have half that much energy, and I don't have it now. So happy birthday, Val. Congratulations. 91.
Listen, thank you again. I didn't intend to turn this show today into a gigantic fundraiser for the Salvation Army, but it kind of...
Congratulations.
It just kind of grew, and it happened.
It's amazing.
Here's the last bell. And if you continue to give, thank you. Every dollar you give to the Salvation Army is a dollar well spent. They do the most good. Thanks again to Edgebrook Ace and Villa Park Ace. Mary Beth and Lou Manfredini said, let's get going, guys. They did a $1,000 match for us. And then Hochberg came in and said he'd do $5,000. So with their $6,000 in, plus the money that you said you would give if they gave, or they gave if you would give, we are now at...
$16,196.
Not too shabby, John.
Plus the $5,000 that Hochberg is still going to put in. So we're at $21,000.
Not bad at all. Congratulations. And to all the listeners who gave the money and your sponsor, that's nice.
By the way, Violette and Kevin aren't in our studio. Do you guys see the sweater that Noonan is wearing today?
I am. I saw it earlier when I said hello.
Kevin saw it earlier.
It's a thing of beauty.
And then what did you say after you said that? Because I saw that because I wasn't so sure.
Well, John, as you know, the last few times I've seen you, I've come straight from school because I've been teaching first grade.
That's right. You had that beautiful tie
on. Yes, and today was ugly sweater day for the last day of Spirit Week. And so hence my flamingo Christmas sweater.
I'll bet you won.
Well, I did get a lot of compliments, not only from the teachers who were diplomatic, but the first graders who went, that is ugly. I said, well, one man's ugly is another man's dapper.
It's a flamingo holiday-colored striped sweater.
It's wonderful.
What are you doing on the Rokon Anna DeVlantis experience
today? We're going to talk to Ben Bradley about the Chicago crime numbers that came out, and there was a big police raid on a secret Facebook group. One of the people arrested for weapons charges was a Chicago teacher. So we'll talk to him. We'll talk to Tom Skilling. We'll get an update from ABC about the impending potential government shutdown and the top five of five and a lot more.
That's an interesting headline. I saw it last night. It was, okay, the government shuts down in 2 days. It's like, all you guys on the White House lawn slapping each other on the back, thank you, fine, whatever, that's great. Get back in there now because we need the government to be working in 2 days.
Yeah, well, we can get it to work for a couple weeks. That's what they want.
It's just
a couple
weeks. All right, we'll have a good show, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Nice sweater, by the way.
Oh, I appreciate that.